What is the link between climate change and infectious disease? A failure to slow global warming is providing many deadly diseases with the opportunity to expand their reach, putting the health of millions of people at risk. Read on to understand how climate change and infectious disease are linked, and what we can do to limit the damage. Climate change is widespread, rapid, and intensifying. Homes are being lost due to unprecedented floods and fires, heat-related illnesses are on the rise, and our food systems are increasingly at risk. While these extreme events are proving disastrous for humans, they're providing the perfect environment for many infectious diseases to thrive. Many infectious diseases are climate-sensitive. Urbanization, changes in disease control, and human mobility all play roles in the expansion of infectious diseases. Meanwhile, as climates have warmed, more places are now also reaching suitable temperatures for disease transmission. The climate acts as an important driver of spatial and seasonal patterns of infections, year-to-year variations in incidence, including epidemics, and longer-term shifts in populations at risk. What's the risk? The March 2022 report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, warned that without swift climate action, we will see an escalation of infectious diseases. They will spread to new regions and may decline in some endemic areas. They'll surge in areas where they were previously under control. And diseases that have never previously infected humans, disease X, may spill over from animals. Discover more about how climate change is affecting. What can be done to reduce the risk? While climate change may increase diseases in nature, whether this leads to an increase in disease risk for humans depends upon a range of societal, infrastructure, and medical factors. Mitigation. The most important thing we can do is act now to limit the impacts of climate change. This means reducing the flow of heat-trapping greenhouse gases into the atmosphere. We can do this in two ways. Reduce the sources of these gases, for example, the burning of fossil fuels for electricity, heat, or transport, preserve and restore the sinks that accumulate and store these gases, such as the oceans, forests, peat, and soil. As the IPCC noted, we must stabilize greenhouse gas levels in a timeframe sufficient to allow ecosystems to adapt naturally to climate change, ensure that food production is not threatened, and to enable economic development to proceed in a sustainable manner. Adaptation. While mitigation provides global benefits, adaptation often happens on a regional or local level. We need to explore and implement ways to adapt to life in a changing climate. Strengthen our health systems to reduce the burden of disease. This can include setting up surveillance systems that will pick up early evidence of emerging infections or changes in occurrence as a result of climate change. Support new research. The intersections of infectious disease and climate science are rarely explored. We must bring these two communities together to catalyze new research and strengthen our capacity to respond to emerging threats. Invest in the One Health approach. To effectively detect, respond to, and prevent outbreaks of disease and food safety problems, epidemiological data and laboratory information should be shared across sectors. Governments, researchers, and workers across sectors at the local, national, regional, and global levels should implement joint responses to health threats. Sustainable urban development. The World Bank predicts that more than 1 billion people are at risk of being driven from their homes for climate-related reasons. As more people move into cities as a result, we must ensure that we build cleaner and greener while ensuring that everyone has access to clean water and sanitation. Related content.